Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Right, we're on.
Are we recording?
We're recording.
Bonus material time, but it's not particularly funny. Just to let you know, dear listener, that we are doing a tour, aren't we, Catherine?
We are, yeah. We're doing loads of dates, and I'm really rubbish with dates, but so, fortunately, you're not.
I've got them on the rabbitholeshow.com website you can go to. So the next one, and our only one in London, is on the 17th of September at King's Place. If you Google King's Place, Rabbit Hole, it'll come up. Sunday the 17th of September, our only London show this year.
Yeah, but then we've got October the 14th. We're going to Carolina Brunswick in Brighton.
And you that's a pub.
Yeah, I know, it sounds good.
Yeah.
So we're going to go there and then...
You can get those tickets on wegottickets.com. If you go to We Got Tickets, or just Google Brighton Rabbit Hole, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, Bish Bash Bosh.
You'll find us. October the 29th, we'll be at the Cardoma 94 in Hull. Tickets aren't on sale
yes,
yet.
Yes, they are, apparently, because someone sent a picture saying they bought a ticket, but I don't know how.
All right.
So Cardoma. Cardoma 94.
You'll know it.
Well, yes, if you live in Hull... then, yes, you'll know it. November the 4th, we're in Wolverhampton. Tickets aren't on sale yet. We're in Scunthorpe. When are we... You talk to them while I Google...
Oh, God, I don't know when we're in Scunthorpe. There's no point asking
I
me
think
about
that's,
dates.
We'll talk about something else.
OK, so we've got this new website, which I can never find. But
well, no, because you don't type in the right thing. It's rabbitholeshow.com.
And you have to put in the rabbitholeshow, all one word... com.
We're in Scunny on Sunday the 1st of October. Tickets are on sale. If you go ctickets.com or Google Rabbit Hole, Catherine Boyle, Scunthorpe.
Yeah, you can Google all that stuff or you can go to our brand new website, which is fantastic. It's called the Rabbit Hole Show.com and all that stuff's on there.
Nearly all that stuff's on there.
Stuff will all be on there.
One day. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you that this is unscripted and unplanned, and sometimes there are swears. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the King's Arms in Salford for The Rabbit Hole. Now, I've got a question.
Oh, and what might that be, Ian?
What is a Salford? Everyone's laughing hysterically because we did about 15 minutes of the show and I hadn't pressed record, so we're doing the whole first 15 minutes again. So let's play this message that everyone's heard, but it's so good. It's worth a set. You shouldn't leave me in charge of the technology. You're the producer.
Not on this, I'm not.
Who is then? Who's the responsible adult? It ain't me.
Mark is not looking at us.
Yeah, Mark's nipped out
quite
for
rightly.
A fact. Right, okay. So listen, the way this works is it's a phone-in show and people are watching on Periscope and we will give out the phone number in a bit and we'll turn Skype on. But people can leave messages at any time. And here's a message that we got. You'll enjoy this.
All right, Kath. All right, Ian. Up here in rainy fucking Manchester. How you doing? Except you're not, you're in fucking Salford.
Yes.
Manchester is 300 fucking yards that way.
Yes.
So take your gravyless shit, take your fucking Savoyan, walk off south.
Now...
Having heard that again, I've noticed an obvious error.
What?
The chips we had last night were full of gravy.
What is What is that gravy shit that they put
really, on? Really, really thick gravy.
Because gravy where I come from, it's like sort of brown runny water. Mm-hmm. But the gravy on the chips here...
comes in
like,
slices.
It's like... I mean, it's delicious, right? It's fair play, it's delicious. And it looks disgusting, but it's delicious. I had my first ever steak and kidney pie last night.
Because I had the meat and potato one and I wouldn't give it up.
I've never had a steak and kidney... I mean, technically, there wasn't much meat or... anything in the pie. Mm. It was
good though, wasn't it?
It was
salty.
Good. Sorry?
Salty.
See, this is the thing, right?
What?
When we come back to your home area, your accent increases.
Re-energises.
Yes, it does.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm proper posh.
Would you be considered posh where you grew up here? Don't worry about embarrassing.
I'm looking at my cousin over there and she's nodding.
Are you posh? No. Is she posh? Is she a bit? Is she a bit stuck up?
No.
All right, take your word for it. Take your word for it. But listen, this is the second time we've been to Manchester, stroke Salford. Do Salfordians get pissed off with people saying it's Manchester?
Yeah.
It's
very proud heritage.
Okay, so that could kick off. This is a great place we're in.
Yeah,
the King's Arms.
It's brilliant.
Proper old boozer. I don't drink, and I've not been in a pub for ages. I've certainly not been in a pub at 11:30 in the morning. I forgot that smell. That smell you get of stale beer and fights.
Coming up from the carpet, yeah.
Yeah, oh, bloody hell. It was reminiscent of the 90s.
You're lucky that's all you can smell. You know what this used to be?
Go on.
House of ill repute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so don't sniff up too much.
Oh, God. So, oh, dear. So we are here. This is an amazing room. You describe it, Catherine. You're so good with words.
I know I am. I'm brilliant. It's got kind of a vaulted ceiling, almost like a chapel.
Yes.
But, you know, they've had to black out the windows. Because recently I was talking to my dad this morning and he said that this used to be quite a rough area. Well, if you look outside now, it's quite gentrified. And what's happened is people have moved next to the pub, decided they don't like the noise of a pub. And so they've had to cover up the windows and put like cladding
joking.
On there. Yeah.
Why would you move next to it's like people that move to a little village and they complain about the church bells going off. You should just fuck off. There we go. That's I would love to work in a council or something. We've got complaint about just fuck off.
That'd be a standard letter, wouldn't it?
Send it off. So we're going to open the phone lines in a bit. But last time we came to Manchester, we had a brilliant time. We did the radio show. We did a rabbit hole, and most of you will know that we got Kath's car got broken into, and we had loads of equipment stolen, and. Luckily, oh, by the way, take pictures, film stuff, anything you want. If I see you filming it in portrait, though, I will. I don't go, oh, it's better for Instagram, is it? Fuck, right? Don't. If anyone films anything in portrait, I will throw your phone out, okay? Take pictures and film stuff. But last time we came, the car got broken into, loads of equipment got stolen, and it was just by the kindness of a young lady called Terry that we got the equipment back. I don't want to embarrass her, but Terry sat over there. So, I don't give her a round of applause. I don't want to do it to embarrass her because we embarrassed her enough last night. But so that was that adventure, right? And then this morning, we're staying in this hotel, and I phoned up Kath. I said, Kath, we've got to get to the venue. And she went, OK, I'll see you down in the lobby in a couple of minutes. So I'm down in the lobby, and 15 minutes later, I get a text going, can you come up to my room? I can't find my purse. So I went up to her room, and we tore everything apart. We were shaking the duvet.
He lifted the bed up.
I had to lift the bloody bed up. Mm. How would it get under the bed?
I don't know.
Lift up the bed for us. Oh, my. Just fucking do it. So I lifted up the bed.
Lucky you didn't drop it on my head.
Well, there was some needles under there. Anyway. it wasn't there. No. And so you basically... We were then thinking, well, did we take it to Terry's when we went to Terry's last night?
She's got a lot of cushions.
A lot of cushions. Was the whole finding the radio equipment a long con so that she could we go there and she'd pickpocket us?
Not for my purse. There's never anything in it.
Well, So we had a nightmare this morning. I was going, Kath, we've got to get to the King's Arms.
And I was doing that thing where I think I seem perfectly calm. I mean, I was quiet, which is unusual, but yeah. I was doing that thing of, right, this is what I need to do. Just get through this next 20 minutes, you know, and who do I need to phone, all this stuff. So I rang up the bank. I rang up the Uber blokes that ferried us around yesterday. God, they must love those phone calls. I was in the Macchio cab last night. What, on a Friday night? Lost your purse. And I wasn't even drunk.
Well, now that is debatable.
Ish. Anyway, so then, no answer from them. So I phoned the card company, cancelled the card, all that boring stuff. I had a quick look on Twitter. We've had a phone call into work. Another Mancunian hero has handed in more of my lost items, things that I've been... And so we've been saved again.
And
we've been saved again.
And everything was in there.
Everything.
Even the tenner, which he must have put in.
Which I can't have known was there because I would have spent it. So
once again, here's the thing, though. We can't afford to come to Manchester anymore because...
Well, we can because stuff keeps bouncing back.
If we keep coming, though, we're going to be continually indebted to the citizens of Manchester. We're going to owe them our time and our lives. Listen, we're going to open the phone lines now. We have never done one of these at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So there is...
We kind of rely on people being drunk, don't we, really?
Yeah, so there is a strong chance that... No one's going to phone in. If you're watching on Periscope, the phone number is 0203 286 6370. You can Skype Hey Rabbit Hole Show. Hey, we got a phone call. Here we go. This, fingers crossed this works. Hello, dear caller. You're down the rabbit hole.
Hello. Chris calling from Turkey.
It's Chris calling from Turkey.
A one man
show. I've got a great joke for you.
I bet you haven't.
You know, like Christmas, you get turkey.
Yes.
It's hotter here than a Christmas turkey.
Now, we didn't say the phone calls would be any good.
No.
We just said that we would try and get some. What are you doing in Turkey,
Chris?
What do
you mean? Hey, Joe, what are you on about?
Yeah, that was a great joke, Chris. Well done. We'll edit some laughter on it afterwards. What are you doing in Turkey, Chris, apart from being a knob?
Well, holidays. Holidays.
And is it really good, which is why you're phoning us?
Isn't
by the pool. I'm going to walk into the pool now.
Oh, go on, let's hear it.
Can you hear the water?
No.
Sound effect. Don't want to get my iPhone wet, though.
Oh, so you're pretending.
Got phone, you see.
Okay. What isn't I... Now, here's a question. Are you in there with family, Chris?
Am I what?
Okay, now. Are you there with family, Chris?
With family, yes.
Okay.
With your own family or someone...
Are you not worried about the rising threat of international terrorism?
You're right on the border of it. Just wanted to let you know.
No, don't be silly.
Turkey's quite a...
We've come here to get away from all that.
Yeah.
That's the gate...
You've gone to Turkey, mate.
I hate to break this to you, darling, but this is the gateway to Syria. Bon voyage.
Well, listen...
We're all posse, you lot.
We're all pussies. if it kicks off... Chris, while in the next couple of hours, can you give us a call? Because this could be...
breaking news.
It could be very... And then this will get put online in about three weeks' time. So would that be all right, Chris?
An international incident or something?
Yeah, if there's anything like that going on, give us a call. If you see any rifles or Kalashnikovs... All right, nice one, Chris. Thank you, mate.
All right, then, fella. Time.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
You say goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Love you.
Miss you, Chris. Miss you.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Chris. Miss you, mate. Take care, buddy. Safe travels. Mwah. Precious cargo. You hang up first, Chris.
Give us two rings when you get in. Bye, Chris.
He's gone.
What a dick.
Wow.
On his holidays.
From you.
No.
From you.
No.
You're supposed to be the good cop.
I am.
Hey, should we for the next few minutes, should we swap? You be good cop, I'll be good cop, you be bad cop.
Oh, I haven't got as many swears as you, though.
Well, here's the thing. I'm aware that I swear too much, right?
And I don't swear enough.
No, exactly. So let's swap. Let's have a little bit of role reversal. I'll be the nice guy. If you're watching on Periscope, 0203 286 6370, I'll be the nice guy and you can be the bastard.
All right.
Because naturally, in real life, those are the roles that we adopt.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Let's shit on it. Let's do it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We've got an answer phone message.
It'll be crap.
No. That's not what I do.
It is.
No, it's not. I'm a lot cleverer than that. I'm arch.
Mm.
All right, but this is an answer phone message for you, Kath.
Hi, Gab. Just calling to see if you can do a little check on Ian. What it was last time he was at the Newcastle show, as he was coming out, there was a group of unruly children. One of them and they started throwing names at him, which got progressively worse. So it was like lanky, did you sleep in a grow bag? Didn't you used to be on telly? Oh. Aren't you that fella, Ralph Little?
Oh, yeah.
And obviously Ian tried to be polite, but then they got a little bit more aggressive. So like, is your penis as big as your finger?
Well,
you know, lanky John Leslie.
What?
Things like that, bong eye. You know, I'm just worried that he might be a little bit shaken by the event.
Yeah.
You know?
It was upsetting.
I mean, one of them was like Paul Ross's love child.
Paul Ross's love child?
That seems a bit harsh. The heterosexual Graham Norton.
I quite like that one.
Yeah, he's a very smart man.
I like that.
Mr. Wobbly Arse.
But that's... is he just...
You know, just really, really hurtful names. You know? Sacked from every radio station you've ever had. That was true. Another one they shouted. There was about three or four of them, and a passerby joined in that
fuck's
one
sake.
As well. So I just wondered if you could just sort of just check in and see he's okay. It's probably a little bit distressing. You might be used to it, I don't know, but it'd be great if you could. Thanks.
I couldn't give a tuppenny toss how you feel about those words. Is that what I'm supposed to say if I'm mean?
I thought that was a great message. To be left. That was just...
But I can't do this. Can you do this?
Oh, I can do it. I can do it. Here we go. Look,
you can't be nice for another 5 minutes. It's not going to happen.
Do this call. Hello, caller. Welcome to the rabbit hole.
What do you want, knobhead?
Did somebody say bad cock?
Oh, God.
Literally nobody has said bad cock this morning.
Apart from you just now.
I thought that you said that you were going to be good cop and Kathleen was going to be bad cop.
No, I am being good cop. I'm just saying literally nobody has said that. But it's really, really great to have you phoning in this afternoon. How are you doing, David?
Well, I'm a bit nervous. I've never performed in front of an audience.
Well, you're going to perform, are you? I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
Hello, audience.
Hello.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do for us, David?
Well, I've gone a bit, jittery, but I thought I could perhaps do a quick seance.
Oh, wonderful, right.
Now, here's the thing. We're not allowed to do seances on the radio, right?
No.
This is the God's honest truth. For some reason, you can't do a seance on the radio. It's against the law. Mm-hmm. But this ain't no Ofcom-controlled radio. This is the home of free speech.
And also, everyone knows it's bollocks, so...
Well, I don't know, Kath, because I do think that there are forces unknown to us. There are spirits that...
fairies?
I had the willies put up me the other night.
Did you?
Oh, God. Yes, it was marvellous.
David, you know a little bit about that, don't you? David.
I refuse to engage in this tittery.
But you've been entered from behind by a ghost, haven't you?
That's not even an innuendo.
No, I said it went up his bum.
You might as well just say you were bummed by a ghost, weren't you?
You were bummed by a ghost.
Come on.
Tell us the story of the ghost bum.
No, don't. I don't want to know about that. I would like to do a seance, David. What do we need? Do we need to hold hands?
I think it will help if you all held hands, yes.
All right, so we've got the audience here. There's about 60 of us here, which is great. I know this is unpleasant for a lot of you. We've got Carol's giving me daggers there. But please, if you can just hold hands with the person next to you...
Before we do this, David, can you make sure that we have the protection so that none of us are entered by anything we don't want to be entered by?
Look, I know you're getting at it, and it's a subject of great humour, but usually spirits do enter me in my bottom, and I don't think that's quite... That's not something...
But is it just your bum that's at risk, or has everyone got to watch theirs?
Oh, tee-hee.
Okay, we're
leave him alone, Catherine.
What? It's his safety advice.
He's just imagine. What I know what you have to do. Just imagine, for safety's sake, imagine that there is a
ring of protection.
There is a white, a ball of white light around your bum hole. that will protect you.
Is everyone sealed?
Okay, clench. Okay, David, take it away.
Right. Everybody settle down.
Everybody settle.
And prepare to be entered. Spiritually.
Will I feel it?
I'm feeling.
Are you in?
Can you not feel it?
No. Are you getting anything, Ian?
Can you feel it now?
I can feel something.
Right.
Slight annoyance.
I'm getting a lot of interference.
Okay.
I seem to be getting a name.
Oh. Just okay. What is the name? Let's see if it connects with anybody here.
Nonce.
Someone shouted nonce. What's the name you're getting, David?
Brandita.
Brandita.
Does that mean anything?
Does anyone know Brandita, who's passed away recently?
Does Brandita mean anything to anyone?
Blank looks here, David.
Blank looks, David.
Right. Well, that's not gone very well, has it?
No.
No.
Anyone else entering at this point?
I'll be honest, Kathleen. It's only Brandita, and
okay.
I think she's taken a wrong turn.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, David. That
it's disappointing.
May not make the. If I'm honest, may not make the final cut. But we appreciate the effort.
You've been a very good audience. Good night.
Hey.
He's gone now. It's really,
the sound of failure.
No, I enjoyed that. At least he tried.
He did.
At least he tried. Let's you take this one. Go on.
Hello, you're down the rabbit hole. Who's that? Is it Brandita? Trying a different method. Hello, who's that?
Hello, caller.
There anybody there?
They've gone.
Oh, it was Brandita. Unimpressed.
Have you ever been to a spiritualist?
Yes, I have.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law really wanted to go. Because they'd lost someone on that side of the family. And I think they just wanted reassurance. That's generally why people go to these things, right?
No, they want to know where the will is. That's... where's the treasure?
That might have been the second question. I don't know. We went in like one by one. Yeah. I had just had a baby and was downstairs with the baby while they went up.
Yeah.
Went up after them and gave the woman 20 quid. And apparently silver doesn't go anymore. Tried to slip her a 10p. She wasn't having it.
Yeah.
and she basically used the information they told me to tell me about my...
They told her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To tell me about this family member that wasn't my family member.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she tried to sort of recycle the stuff that they'd given. So any thought I had that maybe there was something in it, I just thought, it's not fair, that is it, doing that to people who are grieving.
See, as I get older, I get less cynical.
Oh, I get more cynical.
I get more scared of heights, but I get less cynical. I do. But I would like to go and see... Derek Akura, or what's her name? Sally Fields, Sally Phillips.
Sally Fields.
What's her name? Sally.
Psychic Sally.
Psychic Sally. That's it. Sally's her surname. That's
brackets
it.
Brackets on the road.
Yeah, Psychic Sally. I'd like to go and see.
I went to see one of those. My in-laws took me to one of those big shows as well once.
Yeah.
What was he called? Little fella.
Oh yeah.
Him anyway. So yeah. We went to see him at a theatre. Loads of people there. And he was doing that thing where he says, oh, I'm getting a Julie and I'm getting around this area. And, you know, he did all that whole thing. But I've seen TV programmes where they've debunked all that stuff. I just think they were plants or people who kind of went along with it.
Has anybody here ever been to, like, a seance or a Psychic Sally show or anything like that? Or speak to someone on the other side? No,
No one's going to admit to it.
We got a bunch of scientific sceptics. I think... they should let themselves open to all these different possibilities. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get a psychic on the show, or on the radio show one day, and get them to do it.
But we have to be so careful.
We
about
had one
it.
when I was on Absolute years ago. We had this bloke came in, and he was a friend of the producer then, a bloke called Davis that I didn't really get on with, and it doesn't matter. So this psychic came in, and I wasn't married at the time, and he said, right. I've been going out with this girl for about 2 or 3 years. He said, right, I can see that your relationship that you're in now is going to come to an end very, very soon. Very soon. You know, it's imminent. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. He said, yeah, you will split up. You will find love again. Both of you will be happy, but you are going to split up very soon. And we went to a record and I said, mate, you are so off the mark. Today I bought an engagement ring and we're going to Japan and I'm going to propose to her in Japan. He went, oh, right. So then we came back and he went, yeah, I'm getting something else. I think actually your relationship is going to develop into possibly a marriage. He actually had the balls to say that.
Wow. Did you not call him out?
Here's the thing. I didn't call him out.
Wouldn't you?
I'm calling him out 10 years later. But at the time, I went, oh, right, yeah, that's clear. That's spot
on. How did you know that?
Yeah, that's really freaky. I mean, it probably is all bollocks, isn't it?
I think some people may have something, but I haven't found that yet. And I think there's a lot of them who are kind of exploiting people's pain. And I don't like that idea.
We got a phone call. Do you want to take this one?
Well, I've not had very much luck.
Go on.
Hello, you're down the rabbit hole. Who's that?
It's Craig here. Can you hear me now?
Oh, thank goodness, it's Craig. Everyone's supposed to go, yay.
You don't have to. It's only Craig. I mean, it's Craig. That's great. Are we still doing that thing?
No, I can't. No. I can't keep it up.
Okay. You're not as...
I want you to speak to Bad Cass.
All right, then.
This isn't an 0898 number. This isn't... I've been a naughty boy, Kath.
Go on then, Craig, you bollocks.
I want you to free from the restraints of the radio. I wonder what you thought about the gender pay gap.
The gender pay gap.
Oh, it's got topical.
Right. I think it's bad.
Why?
I'd like more money.
I think
I'm actually paid more than most of the blokes in doing my job where we work, so I'm going
to
keep quiet.
You offer extras, don't you?
What?
No, no, oh, no.
auntie's here. She'll come over.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean like you do workshops and coaching and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
And give blowjobs.
What?
And, well,
I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible. And on a serious note, I will get serious.
Okay.
Like, I know Jane Garvey for Radio 4 is really pushing for them to sort the thing out from the BBC. And she's brilliant. So once the BBC sort it out, hopefully everyone else will get shamed into it. But they are by no means the only ones who are doing it. It goes across the board in women's jobs.
Tony...
part of the problem is that we don't talk about money in this country. You don't know what your colleague's earning. So how would you know? I know you're on significantly more than me, but...
But we do different jobs.
We do different jobs.
And I'm better.
But I'm more qualified.
What? That's got fuck all to do with it. That's got...
Remember what I mean is, it doesn't go with...
Have you got a degree?
I've got two.
Remember, what grades did you get?
I got 2-1 with distinction in spoken Spanish.
Right, so pointless, yeah. Next, what's the other one?
Well, I've got a master's in broadcast journalism.
Okay, well, that's... Okay, so they're not real degrees. Now, my degree in performing arts, for which I got a 2-1, there was no formal exam. It was all assessed work, so it means it was better. But the qualifications shouldn't necessarily justify...
They don't mean anything, do they?
They shouldn't necessarily justify how much money you earn. Because you probably went into a proper job straight after. I just got stoned and signed on.
Yeah, well, it turns out I was the one that did it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So the head of the BBC, Sir Tony Hall, is he Sir... No, yeah. Lord Tony, yeah. Tony Horn. Anyway,
it was a bloke. Tone.
He was a bloke I had a lot of time for because he used to reply to my emails. Didn't reply to him. Don't reply to him anymore now. He didn't reply to the last one. Hello. What was that, Craig?
I had a message.
What?
You got a message. A message.
What does the message say, Craig?
I don't know. I got a phone next to my ear.
Oh, it could be anything.
Tony Hall said, I'm glad this has been brought to our attention. He's known about it all the time. We need to work hard to get this sorted.
By 2020.
By 2020. Surely all you need to do is bring the blokes down a bit, bring the women up a bit, and you got it there. That's why you got to just do it now.
But in everything else, there's a pay scale.
Yeah.
What I found when I worked at the BBC, no one would tell me what scale I was on, I didn't even know what I was supposed to be entitled to.
Yeah.
That can't be right, can it?
But can we just spare a thought for the white middle-class male? Because it really does seem to be open season. Just as I should be enjoying the privileges of greying hair and ageing, suddenly we're all having a go at blokes like me.
Yeah.
You know, I should be getting shitloads of money for... The best one on that pay list, right? The best one. Well, there's two. Stephen Nolan, £500,000. I just cannot get my head around that. But the bloke from Flog It gets £200,000 a year. The bloke from Flog It.
From selling shit.
He doesn't even sell the shit. He doesn't value the shit. He doesn't sell the shit. He just goes up. He goes up to someone and goes... What have you brought in?
That shit?
You brought in some shit. Right. Well, what we'll do is we're gonna take it to auction. He calls it an auction. It's an auction. We're gonna take it to auction. And then a couple of weeks later, they're at the auction. And he goes, right. Well, this is your thing. Oh, it didn't make. You must be disappointed. Oh well, thanks for it. £200,000.
All because he stands next to people wearing fleeces.
Unbelievable. Craig, what's your opinion on it? Flog It. I'm talking about now.
I think Lauren Laverne's doing well, eh, Kat?
Oh, bloody hell.
Lauren Laverne...
My nemesis.
..is your nemesis. I don't get it, because I've worked with Lauren. She asked me out for a drink once. I said, whoa, no. I like Lauren. I think she's one of Britain's...
Yeah, she's nice. Just don't like her.
She's
stolen my life.
She's one of Britain's greatest talents.
No, she's not.
Great singer.
She's all right.
Great presenter.
She's just all right. That's fine.
She's brilliant.
I could be just all right.
The delicious irony, when we did this show in Newcastle, we did it at the... what was the comedy venue called?
The Stand.
The Stand. And we did it at the Stand, and we went and sat down. They gave us a roast dinner. It was incredible. And all around, there are pictures of comedians. And where Kath sat, right above her, was a picture of Lauren Laverne. Can you believe it? I think she's brilliant. I think she's absolutely brilliant. She knows her stuff. She's a great singer. She's a great presenter.
Yeah.
What's she on? She's on about 400,000.
Good for her.
Imagine. I've never been anywhere near that. Thank you. I mean that money. I didn't mean that. That sounded sexual. I didn't mean that at all. I meant that amount of money. I have never been near. Outrageous behaviour.
And don't forget, we record these in front of a live audience. If you want to be part of it, you need to go to
www.ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee.
And we'll see you down the rabbit hole.
It's an Alex Daggy production.
Me like you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.